I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from the massive earthquakes that have devastated Turkey and Syria continue to rise, with thousands killed and thousands more injured in what Turkey's government says is the worst such disaster to hit that country in decades. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Dozens of countries and international organizations are scrambling to rush in aid. Civil defense or search and rescue teams, some including dogs, are coming from places such as the U.S., U.K., Spain, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Taiwan, and Russia. Even war-torn Ukraine has said it's ready to send support to Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Families in Turkey's epicenter of Monday's deadly earthquake gathered around a bonfire, desperate to stay warm in the freezing cold weather. Temperatures in some areas were expected to fall to near freezing overnight, worsening conditions for people trapped under rubble or left homeless. Rain fell on Monday after snowstorms swept the country over the weekend. While international aid has poured into the country, search and rescue teams have struggled to set up shelters for survivors. Ukraine sowed confusion on Monday about whether its defense minister would be replaced, creating doubts about the leadership of its war, just as it braces for an expected Russian offensive. A day after announcing he would be sidelined, a top ally of President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared to row back, saying no changes would be made this week. The confusion caps a two-week crackdown on alleged official wrongdoing, Ukraine's biggest political shakeup since Russia invaded.